Sabres prospects are on the ice right now. They'll be on the ice until noon today. 3-on-3 tournament tomorrow. Earlier this week, Paul Hamilton and the rest of the media caught up with several players, coaches, including former Sabre and current development coach Adam Mayer. Here's that.
Adam, we get to see on ice, but what kind of things happen off the ice during this development camp for these players?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing for these guys is they're coming in, they're getting familiar with the organization, familiar with the staff that's going to be working with them, familiar with the city of Buffalo, and it's all about building relationships and, you know, with their future teammates, you know, with the development staff, with the Rochester coaches. So, you know, we're also exposing them to a lot of our performance staff, our nutrition, our mental skills, you know, getting them around the locker room, you know, getting immersed in sort of like an NHL environment. So we throw a lot at them, but, you know, it's a good week overall for them.
What are your first impressions of Tosta, just seeing all the close on the ice?
Yeah. Well, I think he's very smooth. I think you saw that in the last drill, just his ability to evade pressure. He's got really good hands. He's got vision. He can make plays. You know, and talking to our scouts, they think he's like a natural center, and I think that's an important thing, you know, for a player like that. So he's got those qualities, and, you know, so that's my first impression.
Adam, we end up looking at a bunch of junior Sabres guys here.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Whether they're draft picks or guys you just bring in, I mean, 10 years later after the Academy of Hockey, what's it like to see a bunch of junior Sabres at a real Sabres development camp?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, I think it just speaks to the vision of the Pukekula family and the work that's gone into, you know, raising hockey in Buffalo at the grassroots level. You know, when you have a lot of us that worked with those players, you know, Matt Ellis on the Sabre staff has, Tim Kennedy, myself, you know, even Kevin, you know, so it's exciting.
What do you think about the role Patrick Kulett is serving right now?
I think it's great. He's doing a really good job. He's, you know, running that program and you know, he's got really good ties to the area and, you know, he's a likable person, you know, was always a fan favorite, so it's a perfect spot for him.
What did Nick's illustrate to you in his first season at Michigan State? Thanks.
Just his ability to grow. You know, he came here to Michigan State, which the program turned over and, you know, got to give credit to their coaching staff. He got thrust into big minutes, you know, throughout the season. And he showed that he can play a reliable role on a really good NCAA hockey team. You know, he's a physical player. He competes hard. He defends well. But he's got a really understated puck game. And he's able to move the puck up the ice efficiently. So, you know, a big body, right-hand shot D that can do that. It was impressive this year what he did.
I know Matt's voice on here because of the Memorial Cup.
Yeah.
What did you think of the way that he navigated this season? Traveled all over, played for, I think, 5 different teams.
Yeah, Matt's an incredible person. First of all, everything that happens to him, he has a positive view on it. He's a hard worker, a competitive hockey player, you know, and even the way it started for him last year, you know, it was unfortunate getting injured at the first rookie tournament, but he was able to spend time in Buffalo. He was able to spend a little time in Rochester, played for his country at the World Junior Tournament. You know, he went all the way through, won the Western Hockey League, and then went to the Memorial Cup, so he was exposed to a lot of hockey, but a lot of high-level pressure situations. And, you know, he showed that he can thrive in those areas, and, you know, it's good for a hockey player.
One year where you have a guy who gets injured, he gets traded, he goes to the World Juniors, he goes to the Memorial Cup. A lot of guys aren't going to be able to handle all that age. I mean, what does that say about Savoy just mentally, that he's able to handle all these different things that are thrown at him? I mean, literally one hockey season. If you had written that down in September,
yeah,
you would have gotten twists and turns.
No, and I think, you know, that's kind of the point I made at first, was just the positive outlook that he has, and you know, his ability to battle through and look at things in a real positive light. Like I say, he's competitive, he's a hardworking kid, he thrives on adversity. You know, so just speaks great volumes for the person that he is.
How much, when you're dealing with these players throughout the season, will you see them face to face, or do you want? I know you want to talk to them, you want to help them, but or do you want them to be back off a little bit?
No, we do, and you know, that's something that our organization takes great pride in is going out, visiting these players, getting to know them, getting to know their game, getting to know their coaches, spending time with them away from the rink, getting to know their families. You know, it's about building relationships and, you know, getting comfortable with them and them getting comfortable with us. So,
could you walk us through how you as your staff works with somebody like Prokhor Kolpakov, who's in Russia?
Yeah.
There's some limitations there. And what do you think, just based on what you've seen, what you've heard about his progress a couple of years and his time with the organization?
Yeah, so we have a Russian scout that liaises with our development staff who connects with Prokhor just like our staff over here in North America does with our players. We're in constant communication with Prokhor either via Zoom, via text message. You know, I send him clips of his game. We connect by WhatsApp or by text message. And then having Ruslan there in Russia makes a big difference. You know, you have someone that's connecting with the player in real time. You know, so we, you know, there are challenges for sure, but his game's progressing. He is gaining weight. He's looking strong on the ice. He had a really good run 2 years ago into the playoffs. So, you know, a lot of promise there for him.
Do you see him as a power forward type of player he is, or what do you project?
The way that I view him is he can play with skilled players, but he can play up and down your lineup. He's strong. He protects the puck extremely well down low. He takes pucks to the net. He's a bull. He's first on the forecheck. You know, so he's a what I would say would be like a gritty player that complements, has a skill and sense to complement skilled players. So, nice player.
What do you like to see? I mean, you have a lot more hands on with these guys throughout the season. What do you want to see from them this week? Working with them on the ice, is it about fine tuning or just, you know, you're trying to measure where they're at?
No, they come in and we're able to, you know, get a gauge on players that we haven't had here in terms of our performance staff. Seeing where their bodies are at, seeing the growth that they've had off the ice in the weight room, you know, their body fat, their physical scores, stuff like that, you know, so that's important. But really you know, I don't view it as an evaluation camp on the ice. You know, a lot of these players haven't even skated. And, you know, it's something I don't know if everyone knows, but, you know, so they're coming over here, and really it's just about getting to know their teammates, like I said, getting to know us, getting more familiar with the organization, and having a good time, you know, having a good time and feeling what it's like to be an NHL hockey player, because we believe that they all can be.
What stood out about Brody? I know just a couple of quick sessions, but just what have you noticed
about him? About who? Sorry?
Brody
Zeman. Oh, what a competitive player. What a shot. You know, detail in his game. Quick. You know, so it just, you know, very likable from my first impression, and I know the scouts really excited when they got to call his name, so, yeah.
When you have a guy like that as a captain, how much do you instantly hone in to see how he interacts with people, how he plays?
Well, meeting him at the draft, you know, just the character, you can tell he looks you in the eye, you know, for a young player, it was impressive. He's a, you know, on the ice, like I said, the detail, you can tell. He's been through a good program, you know, where he's getting high-level teaching and coaching, and, you know, all that kind of bleeds through in what you see on the ice and off the ice as well.
Adam, I know you're focused on development camp, but the Sabres acquired three players recently in a role that you're very familiar with. How do you think Sam Lafferty, Bobby Cavell, or Hank Balancing will fit under the umbrella?
Well, I don't want to speak so much on those players. It's not my area, but I know that, you know, Kevin and our pro scouts were very excited about who they were able to acquire, so just leave it there.
What was it like when you got the news that he was coming back?
I was excited. Text him right away. You know, just said, you know, let's get her going again like old times. So
when you think of the current players now, they don't know what's ahead. You kind of smirk and say, "Oh, this training camp will be interesting for them."
I got to imagine it's going to be a little more challenging for the players, yeah.
Is he still the same old buddy?
He's great. You know, he interacts well. You know, he's at the meals. He's watching the practices. He is the same person, for sure. You know, I'm sure he's evolved and changed as a coach, but, you know, he seems the same to me.
That is former Sabre and current Sabres development coach Adam Mayer. He is at, of course, development camp. That's going on right now until noon today. And then the 3-on-3 tournament is tomorrow. We're going to take a timeout here. We'll come back. We'll wrap up your Thursday, your July 3rd. We'll repost or talk about and promote the poll we have going up as far as fireworks are concerned. I'll update the results of those as we take you to your July 4th holiday weekend and also set up the rest of the day here today on WGR on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.